Alberta by Taylor, read by Sexy Severus. House barged into Wilson's office, as usual, without knocking. "Come on," he said to his friend. "Lunch. I need to tell you the exciting story of how the nurses found a set of handcuffs in the on-call room." Wilson looked up, and the expression on his face was a promise of a lunch with a little talk about handcuffs and a lot of talk about serious stuff. Or maybe no lunch at all. House forestalled him. "Who died?" Wilson looked back down. "The ovarian cancer patient I told you about the other day, Alberta." House couldn't help it. Names like that just made him laugh. Wilson didn't even give him a reproachful look. "I don't think I'm all that hungry right now," he said. "I think I grab something later on." House leaned on his cane, staying silent for a while and watching his friend. "Come on," he said then. "I steal you a steak." Wilson shook his head, but House noticed a slight twitch in the corner of his mouth. "It wasn't just handcuffs," he said. "There was also a stack of really naughty, glossy magazines." Wilson frowned, then slowly looked up. "Who was on call that night?" House smirked.